Senator, there's a perception by some that the Senate will simply start from scratch, you know, without any regard for what the House has ended up passing. But how accurate is that?
I don't think that is accurate. The House did some good things, and there are some things in their budget that we will make different choices.
We saw the State House Wednesday, a lot of concern about proposed cuts to substance abuse treatment programs and programs for people with developmental disabilities. Now, you've talked about making sure the budget protects the state's most vulnerable residents. So what do you make of the perception that lawmakers see those as places where cuts can be made?
To be clear, you're talking about lawmakers in the House. And I think in the Senate, if you looked historically at what we've done in the last couple budgets that I've been involved in, our most vulnerable citizens have been a priority in the Senate and will continue to be a priority going forward.
As you know, the House budget takes $51 million from the state's renewable energy funds. Now, you've taken a firm stand against raiding dedicated funds. Do you see that move as a raid? And what about the threat of a lawsuit should that go forward?
I do see that as a raid, and we have been very clear about raiding dedicated funds. I think we need to, as a legislature, continue the practice that we have started, which is not raiding dedicated funds.
So, and not raiding them, how do you make up for that shortfall?
Well, we will scrub the budget when it comes over to us to see what the House has done. Of course, we're going to rely on Senate revenues from the Ways and Means Committee. So we've got a ways to go, and as you probably know, the revenues were ahead by $35 million. Actually, in March, we're ahead more. So I think we're going to have a better idea of what we actually have to work with.
One move the House made Wednesday was to expand keno in bars and restaurants, which could bring in another $8 to $12 million a year. A similar proposal died in the Senate last year. Any reason to believe the thinking has changed?
I don't. Personally, don't support keno. I really don't have a sense of it yet in the Senate. Again, we're gonna look at all the revenues and rely on the estimates that come from Ways and Means. So I don't have a sense where it will go in the Senate just yet with keno.
As you know, the House proposal virtually drained the state's rainy day fund. What's your hope for reestablishing that?
Well, we've submitted various pieces of legislation to rebuild the rainy day fund. So it will be a priority for us. When the then-Treasurer Catherine Preventure came in front of the Senate Finance Committee the last time around, she told us that we are woefully inadequate in our rainy day fund. We should have probably $70 to $140 million in the rainy day fund.
You've talked about the importance of lowering business taxes in the Senate budget, but projections are what's been proposed could lower state revenue, some say, by as much as $100 million. The idea by Republicans is that, you know, of course, would spur economic growth. But in the meantime, does that money have to come from somewhere else in the budget?
I don't think so. I think that as we look at how the economy is improving and the way that we've set up the BET and BPT reductions over a lengthy period of time, the expectation is the revenues will come in as it spurs economic development with the increase in the economy and the way that we've got it built out, that there won't be an impact, that we will still see an increase in revenues.
What's the future of Medicaid expansion here in the Granite State? The House budget calls for ending the program, but the Senate, which supported the plan, has voted to delay action until next year on whether to keep it going. And the reality, of course, is that there's nearly 40,000 residents now relying on that program. So will we just have to wait another year for a definitive answer on whether it'll continue?
I think that's the plan in the Senate. Look, the first in the last budget, if you recall, the governor put Medicaid expansion in the budget. We pulled it out. We said it was an important issue that we needed to deal with separately. It does sunset per the law in 2016. We feel it is an important issue that needs to be dealt with separately, and we will. We're waiting for a track record to see that the program is working, that we're seeing a reduction in uncompensated care. And so far, we've seen some reductions, which is good news for us, but we're going to deal with that separately. It's an important issue that shouldn't be in the budget.
What's your thinking as far as timeline is concerned with all the considerations you've got going on?
Well, we've put our schedule together, and we start on Monday, and then we start with the budget presentations. In early May, we will have a public hearing on the budget. It's our hope and expectation that we'll have something by the end of June.
Now, as you know, of course, there was predictions that the House vote could have been, you know, very raucous, could have been a marathon session. You don't see anything like that happening in the Senate.
No, I think in the Senate we, you know, we work very closely together, and we try to have a lot of really good communication, so that we don't, it doesn't, there isn't drama in the Senate. One of the concerns I will have to say is that if you saw the press release from the Senate Democrats, it concerns me a little bit about the tone of their press release. And I hope that we have a good working relationship. But based on that, you know, they're not attacking Republicans in the Senate, but they go after the House, and they talk about that the Koch brothers endorsed the O'Brien-Jasper budget, and that now the Senate has to work together to fix it, and it's just a tone that I hope stays or ends, I guess, with their press release, because we do need to be working together. We need to put the rhetoric aside.
Senator Jeanne Forrester chairs the Senate Finance Committee. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.